When Warren Buffett speaks, the world listens. Not because he's the wealthiest investor alive, but because he's cracked a code most of us spend our lives chasing: how to build lasting value in a world obsessed with quick wins. Since 1965, he's grown Berkshire Hathaway at 20% annually, turning early believers into billionaires. But here's what makes him different. He's given away the playbook. While hedge fund managers guard their secrets like nuclear codes, Buffett has spent decades explaining his methods in plain English. His annual shareholder letters are devoured by everyone, from MBA students to sitting presidents. What's remarkable isn't just that his approach works, it's that anyone willing to think clearly can understand it. In an era drowning in complexity, Buffett proves that wisdom doesn't require sophistication. It requires clarity, patience, and the courage to think differently. His optimism about America isn't patriotic cheerleading. It's calculated confidence in a self-reinforcing cycle where innovation creates opportunity, which rewards risk-taking, which fuels more innovation. Picture the Dow Jones in 1900, then imagine it climbing 17,320% over the next century, through two world wars, a Great Depression, and countless recessions. This isn't luck, it's the power of a system designed to unleash human potential. This perspective shapes everything. When the 2008 financial crisis sent investors fleeing, Buffett invested billions in Goldman Sachs and General Electric. Why? Because betting against America means betting against human ingenuity operating in fertile soil. He famously advises being fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful, not as a catchy slogan, but as recognition that temporary setbacks matter far less than long-term trajectory. For everyday investors, this offers liberation. You don't need to predict next quarter's GDP or the Federal Reserve's next move. Focus instead on the enduring truth: well-positioned businesses in a dynamic economy compound value over time. Short-term noise is just noise. Consider the 1987 crash, when the Dow plummeted 22% in a single day. While most investors panicked, Buffett calmly evaluated businesses based on long-term prospects. This psychological fortitude isn't innate, it's cultivated through focusing on what's controllable. You can't predict market movements, but you can identify great businesses at reasonable prices. Investment success depends on temperament, not intelligence. Controlling your urges matters more than sophisticated analysis. You can't control fear and greed in others, but you can recognize when these emotions create opportunities. When everyone chases hot stocks, prices disconnect from value. What the wise do in the beginning, fools do in the end, Buffett warns. This explains his contrarian timing: buying when others sell, exercising patience when markets froth with enthusiasm. Buffett dismisses market timing. Forecasts may tell you a great deal about the forecaster, they tell you nothing about the future. Instead of playing fortune teller, focus on business fundamentals. When fear drives prices below intrinsic value, that's your signal, not because you can predict the rebound, but because value eventually wins. The stock market transfers money from the impatient to the patient. Why does Coca-Cola command premium prices for flavored sugar water? The answer lies in what Buffett calls an economic moat: sustainable competitive advantages protecting businesses from rivals. Brand power creates emotional connections, transcending rational comparisons. When you reach for Coca-Cola, you're buying nostalgia and cultural belonging, not just a beverage. Scale advantages, like Geico's direct model, create structural cost benefits competitors can't match. Network effects make value increase with each user. American Express exemplifies this, as merchants accept it because consumers use it, and vice versa. But moats must be widening, not narrowing. Time is the friend of the wonderful company, the enemy of the mediocre, Buffett notes. See's Candies has strengthened its position over decades, allowing consistent price increases without losing customers. Without enduring competitive advantages, even highly profitable companies eventually see returns eroded by competition. One of Buffett's most powerful principles is also his most humbling. never invest in businesses you can't understand. This circle of competence concept has protected him from countless disasters. Risk doesn't come from volatile markets. It comes from not knowing what you're doing. This explains his absence from technology investments for decades. Despite enormous wealth created by Microsoft and Google, he stayed away because he couldn't predict which technologies would prevail. Your circle of competence can expand through study and experience. Buffett's eventual Apple investment came after decades observing its transformation from a technology firm into a consumer products company with powerful brand loyalty, something within his expanded circle. For everyday investors, this offers crucial guidance. Focus on businesses you genuinely understand through professional experience, personal interest, or dedicated study. This naturally limits opportunities, but Buffett sees this as strength. You only have to do a very few things right in your life, so long as you don't do too many things wrong. Price is what you pay. Value is what you get. This gap is your opportunity. Buffett doesn't trade paper. He acquires partial ownership in businesses. I buy on the assumption they could close the market tomorrow and not reopen for 5 years, he explains. This business owner mentality transforms how you evaluate investments. Determining intrinsic value requires asking, what cash will this business produce over its lifetime, and what's that stream worth today? The margin of safety concept provides crucial protection. Only buy when a significant gap exists between price and estimated value. This discount protects against inevitable analytical errors. This value-focused approach makes Buffett countercyclical, most active when markets are depressed, cautious when enthusiasm runs high. Whether we're talking about socks or stocks, I like buying quality merchandise when it is marked down, Buffett notes. The key is having psychological fortitude to act when others are paralyzed by fear. Importantly, Buffett doesn't separate value and growth investing. Growth is always a component of value calculation. In a world equating activity with progress, Buffett's approach is radical. Success often stems from inactivity. While average mutual funds churn portfolios annually, Berkshire's core holdings remain unchanged for decades. Coca-Cola, American Express, these aren't trades, they're marriages. When we own portions of outstanding businesses with outstanding managements, our favorite holding period is forever. This patience stems from viewing stocks as partial business ownership. Long-term holding minimizes costs and taxes while allowing uninterrupted compounding, the mathematical magic transforming initial investments into billions. Psychologically, it liberates you from exhausting market timing. The stock market is a non-called strike game. You don't have to sling at everything. You can wait for your pitch. This extends to cash management. Buffett comfortably holds substantial reserves when opportunities are scarce. Beyond investing, Buffett's life philosophy is equally instructive. On careers, take a job you love. It's crazy to take jobs you don't like because you think it will look good on your resume. Despite billions, he's lived in the same modest Omaha home since 1958. On reputation, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. Most importantly, Buffett emphasizes personal compounding. Life is like a snowball. Find wet snow and a really long hill. Small, consistent improvements in knowledge, relationships, and character accumulate dramatically over time. In a world selling shortcuts, his life reminds us that the most valuable things compound slowly, invisibly, and irreversibly if we're patient enough to let them.